Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. Jaquetta Lyles is a mother of four who often works at Camden Yards as a cleaner.
I enjoy being down Camden Yards because I like the people and stuff. Outside of that, I mean, just working with the middlemen, the agencies, and before you finally get your pay from whatever money they done hired you out for, it done got cut down to so much by the time you get it.
Who are these middlemen? Jaquetta is hired each day by a temp agency, one of two temp agencies, hired by a facilities management firm that handles staffing at the stadiums. The facilities management company was hired by the State Stadium Authority. That's three private companies, each making a profit before Jaquetta gets paid. She has recently become a member of the United Workers Association, which seeks to eliminate the role of the temp agencies by creating a workers' cooperative, resulting in higher wages for the workers.
They came out asking us about the wages and how we're being treated, make sure if we have any problems with getting in working, you know, so there's something kind of give when you get there and be there on time. Then people that have been there since 1:30, hang out downtown all day to make sure that they get to work that day. And then by the time I get down there, then he's like, we got enough people. I spent $3.50 to get downtown and got to go right back home and hoping that I get back out the next day. But that's how I met over there, and I stuck going to the meetings, and I like everything I heard. You know, that actually cares about the things you're going through. Care that you're working, busting your tail, trying to work and earn just something, and you find out, hey, damn, you working for nothing, basically. So I was interested, so I just kept coming back.
What for you is a living wage?
Nine. Anything nine, because I've had jobs, and that still really wasn't much money, but it was enough to help me that I could do what I want and still did things for my children.
Do the math. If Jaquetta worked a 40-hour week, making $9 an hour, she'd make $18,720 before taxes. It's hard to imagine how she would support four children on that, but it's clear that her involvement in organizing with the UWA has awakened something inside her that is demanding a better life.
Everyone deserves to be able to eat. I've listened to everything with the UWA, and I really believe in it. And we'd like to see the day when somebody actually hears us, understand what we're working for, and try to like just stand behind us and give us the support we need, so it just don't be just the little men trying to fight for something. And we have some big voices, some big people standing up and saying, hey, let's hear them out. Back us up and be there.
Some of us were born on the bottom. We lived on the bottom. We grew up from the bottom. And then we declared that we never return to the bottom.
Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips, through a grant from the Open Society Institute, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems, on the web at osi-baltimore.org. Visit Just Words on the web at centerforemergingmedia.org or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.